Once upon a time, a long time ago, a young man set out from home one fine spring morning on his traditional journey, to find his purpose in life, to see the world and eventually to find a place to settle, a place he could call home. During the months that followed, he wandered far and wide, saw many things and met many people in many different places. Spring turned to a bright, dry summer, and eventually summer yielded to the onset of a crisp, burgundy autumn. One particular day, his journey took him along a wide track through a deep forest. He came to a spot where the wood opened out a little to a natural clearing with a small brook babbling quietly nearby. As it was getting late, he decided to stop and set up camp for the night. Since the evening sky heralded rain, he cut down some sturdy branches, gathered several armfuls of large fern leaves, and, binding the leaves to the branches, he built himself a rustic but nonetheless sturdy shelter. As the forest noises died down in the evening, he could hear another sound, like laughter and music, but distant, as though carried on the wind. And as he drank the refreshingly cool water from the stream and cooked his evening meal over a small crackling fire near the open end of his shelter, the predicted rain began to fall, and the distant sounds were drowned out in the noise of the rain all around. That night he slept fitfully, stirring when the rain ended and all became dark and silent, and each time an animal call punctured the quietness. When morning finally came, clear and still, he was almost as tired as he had been the night before, and so he decided he would rest today, hunt a little, and gather some of the late autumn fruits and berries from the forest, repair the tears in his travel-worn clothes, and spend the night in his rude shelter before setting off again tomorrow. This he did, and by evening he was feasting on his catch that day, roasted over an open fire in the clearing. Again, as dusk came, he thought he caught the sounds of laughter, music, and singing on the breeze, though the more he strained to hear it, the more the sounds of the rustling leaves and the babbling brook seemed to interfere. With no rain that night, he slept more peacefully and warmer too, and by sunrise was feeling quite refreshed. As he gathered his few belongings, rolled up his blanket and the mat he slept on, and began to tie them to his travelling bag, a falling snowflake caught his eye. Looking up, he saw that though the morning was a little more clement, snow was now starting to fall heavily through the treetops into the clearing. Winter had begun sooner than he had expected. So, he made the decision to stay put, rather than risk travelling through the oncoming flurry, for now, at least. He moved his shelter a little further under the trees to add to his cover and built a fire close by. Soon it was roaring and crackling and keeping a circle of ground around it dry and the air warm. The snow fell in fits and starts for many days, so he took the opportunity during the daylight hours to build a better shelter. More like a small hut this time, and to gather more firewood, and to hunt. He counted each sunrise, and, as winter set in more firmly and the days shortened, he had soon reckoned 2 months had passed. However, each evening, as dusk fell, he still imagined hearing the sounds of music and merry voices, though, more and more, he decided it must be his mind playing tricks. After all, he'd been here for so long, perhaps it was getting bored and playing games with him. Over the winter, on the clearer and warmer days, he explored further and further away from the clearing, though always making sure to return to the safety of his hut by nightfall. Before long, the days began to lengthen again. The air grew warmer and the brook grew deeper and faster as the snows melted. Hunting improved as more animals ventured out into the new-born spring, and the young man, having made a hut, didn't move on as he had planned, but stayed. Spring gave way to summer and, occasionally, Other travellers would come along the forest track past his clearing. Some would hurry past, anxious of who he was and what he might do. Others politely chatted for a few minutes about this and that, usually the weather, before carrying on with their journey. And a few, tired and weary, asked for shelter for the night. But he never spoke about the distant voices he thought he heard, despite sometimes catching a guest stopping mid-sentence to cock an ear to the wind for a brief moment before shaking their heads and carrying on as if nothing had happened. That summer, he bought an axe from one traveller and set to building a small house from the trees around the clearing. And as the leaves showed the first signs of turning, his efforts had produced a good-sized log cabin with a fireplace and a hearth made from stones from around the river. This time he was prepared when winter came, with logs stacked under cover around the side of the cabin, and dried meat and fruit for the times when hunting was poor. And still, every so often, he caught those distant voices in the late evening in the quiet between sunset and starlight. He stopped counting the days, and, as time passed, found he was counting seasons and years instead. The forest track became a road, as more and more travellers came by and word of his hospitality spread. Before long, he found that his log cabin wasn't big enough to house the guests who asked for lodgings, so, bit by bit, he extended it until it had become a house with many rooms. Some guests paid him with goods, others with food they had, some with gold and silver, and some with a day's work in the house or the forest. More time rolled by, and guests began to stay longer. Some became lodgers, and others decided that they liked the woods so much, they built their own houses there too. And by the time the young man had grown into middle age, a traveller along the road would now find a small town there. And if you stayed there in the inn, occasionally you would catch murmurings and tales of fairies and other spirits in the forest who could be heard singing and dancing at dusk. So they said. And yet the man didn't feel he could call this place home. Yes, it was comfortable, hunting was good, and now they had even cleared land for crops. His inn was popular, and the town was growing slowly but surely, year on year. Then, one autumn day, much like the one on which he had first camped overnight what seemed like a lifetime ago, he found himself exploring the wood, further out than he had ever been before. However, time seemed to pass quickly that day, and before he'd realized it, the sun had begun its downward journey, and he knew he couldn't make it back in time. So he started to look for a suitable place to shelter. For some reason he kept going, and within a few minutes had come to a part of the forest that grew thick and dark, a part that was obviously very old indeed. However, it looked so dense it might actually provide cover by itself, without him having to build a shelter. He took out his long knife, the same one he'd carried with him on his travels and the one he'd used to cut the branches and ferns all those years ago, and began to hack his way into the twisted brambles, vines, and branches. His intention had been to cut a hollow in the vegetation big enough to sleep in, but he was suddenly aware of the sound of singing, music, and laughter, only this time it wasn't distant or quiet. It was discernible, louder and closer, and seemed to be coming from further into the undergrowth, if that were possible. Despite the failing light, he kept hacking, knowing that if he was ever to find the source of this happy sound, he had to keep going. He had spent most of his life believing it was just a dream, a tale, a figment of his imagination, and now it seemed so close. He kept cutting and slashing until it grew so dark he could hardly see his hand and the knife. He'd not expected to be out this long, so hadn't brought his lantern with him. And then he saw it. Through the intertwined twigs and leaves, a light, twinkling. With renewed energy, he swung the knife back and forth, inching further through, now determined to do whatever it took to find out who was there, what it was, and what they were doing. The last branch fell away with a single, resolute stroke of his knife. The light that had seemed so dim was now revealed to be not one, but many sources no more than half a mile away, nestled at the bottom of a breathtaking valley. Lanterns hung on poles and strung beneath rows of houses, candles and oil lamps in windows. It was a town unlike anything he had come across before, glowing amber and gold under the indigo sky. The spaces between houses were generous and organized like proper roads, and some seemed to be made of stone too. And the houses themselves were larger than any he'd seen, and he could see that each one was individually and beautifully made, not like the rough-hewn log cabins of his little town. And from each house came the sounds of many voices, adults and children, in happy conversation and laughter, and from some came music, loud and clear. Through the centre of this dreamlike vision ran a broad river, clear and deep, and he couldn't help wondering if this river was what his little babbling brook became. Perhaps if he just followed it, he'd have come to this place long ago. Beyond the town were what appeared to be recently harvested fields as far as the eye could see. He stepped from the forest into the clear evening air and made his way down towards the town, growing more and more curious as he drew nearer. Then he saw the first of the inhabitants standing with a lantern, waving and beckoning to him. He quickened his pace, ignoring his wariness, determined to experience what he had thought only a dream. As the distance between them closed, he began to ask himself why he'd taken so many years, almost a lifetime, to make this journey, to follow the distant sound of voices, to make the effort to fight through the undergrowth. Almost instantly, he knew the answer. It had been easier to stay that first winter than go on with his journey. Simpler to put down roots during those first years, to help others on their way and let them shelter with him when they needed to. Easier to build excuses that they needed him somehow, and that the happiness he thought he'd heard was just a fairy tale. Over time, it had become comfortable, familiar, straightforward and uncomplicated. And yet, he'd always felt like home was somewhere else. What irked him most, though, was that with a single day's journey further on, he'd have found this place long, long ago while he was still a young man. He could have spent so many more years here if only he'd made that extra effort, and, to top it all, he'd been carrying with him the very things he needed to make that extra day's journey from the very start. All he had had to do was get up and go. But then he began to think about today. Today he had made that journey. Today, with some effort and determination, he'd found the source of the happy voices, the laughter and the music. Instead of regretting the past, perhaps it was time to look to the future instead. And his future was there, right in front of him. Behind the figure with the light, one by one, more people came and stood, waving to him whilst talking animatedly amongst themselves. Within a few minutes, he was close to the crowd and the person he'd seen from the forest edge. He could now see in the lamplight that it was a woman who, at first impression, seemed to be quite young, but as he looked at her, he realized that she was not much younger than him, but her eyes and smile radiated a youthfulness that had a beauty all of its own. The chattering slowly quietened, and in a moment the crowd fell silent as he stopped a few yards away. Amongst the many faces now turned in his direction were a few he recognized as travelers who had passed his door, and some who had sheltered overnight with him in his first small house and his inn. He opened his mouth to speak a greeting, but faltered, not seeming to be able to find anything appropriate to say to them. To her. She smiled and nodded, and the crowd smiled too, as if understanding his hesitancy and confusion. Then, offering her hand, she spoke softly and lightly, as he, without really thinking, reached out and took it. "Welcome home," she said. And as they walked together through the crowd into the town, he knew he was home.